Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a largely flat open, with S&P futures mostly unchanged. This follows Asian markets closing mixed and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 4.56%. The dollar is softer against the pound, flat on the euro and yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are higher. Cryptocurrencies are mostly up. Markets are digesting the implications from yesterday's hotter U.S. CPI print. The data prompted another round of hawkish rate repricing, with futures pricing in 2 Fed cuts in 2024, one less than Fed's median projection. The data is also driving a broad sell-off in global bonds as markets pair the likelihood and extent of rate cuts by other central banks. Focus is on the ECB's decision today. The central bank is expected to cautiously lay foundations for a June cut. President Lagarde is likely to emphasize data dependency and assert ECB independence as the policy divergence theme gets more attention. Bank of England's Green warned of a risk of higher for longer rates. Markets are also on FX intervention watch after the yen broke below the closely watched 1.52 per dollar handle in wake of the hotter than expected US CPI. On the data front, we just had China March CPI coming in below expectations and March PPI in line with consensus. Due up on today's U.S. economic calendar, we have weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, the March PPI numbers, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Politico reports the U.S. Justice Department has opened an in-depth antitrust investigation into Nippon Steel's proposed takeover of U.S. Steel. People with direct knowledge of the matter tell Politico that the DOJ has been speaking to industry participants to ascertain how a combined Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel would compete with an existing joint venture between Nippon Steel and ArcelorMittal, which jointly owns a large manufacturing plant in Calvert, Alabama. On today's earnings calendar, we have Fastenal, Constellation Brands, and CarMax posting their results before the open. Asian equities ended mixed on Thursday. Modest gains for mainland China boards and Japan's Topix, but the Nikkei was lower alongside the Hang Seng, Australia's main ASX board, and most of Southeast Asia. The yen broke through the 1.52 per dollar level, stimulating more FX intervention talk. The yen traded as high as 1.53 overnight in reaction to the firmer-than-expected U.S. CPI, further raising the perceived threat of FX intervention. The data reinforced the wide U.S.-Japan yield gap as Fed rate cut expectations continued to erode. Discussions of potential trigger points gained further traction, with predictions starting from the 1.52 level to around 1.55. Some thoughts this range is fluid as a break of the 1.52 resistance may open the path for extended declines. Ministry of Finance officials continued to repeat verbal warnings, with Reuters citing Finance Minister Suzuki's comments in Parliament on Thursday that authorities would not rule out any steps to deal with excessive FX swings. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, and French CAC all trading up. The ECB is widely expected to leave policy unchanged and prepare for a June rate cut. At the March meeting, President Lagarde left no doubt that June was the preferred month for starting its rate cut cycle, when it will be able to evaluate more macro data, including the latest wage growth numbers, and have updated macroeconomic projections. Since the ECB last met, we've seen further easing in headline inflation and core readings, but services prices continue to hold up. Growth remains weak, but forward-looking PMI data show signs of stabilization and consumer confidence is improving amid positive real incomes and resilient labor market. The ECB will maintain its data-dependent, meeting-by-meeting approach and may limit its communication on policy beyond June. And hawkish BOE member Green suggests rates may need to stay higher for longer than markets expect, given tight labor market and a far bigger energy price shock than U.S., Still, recent data appears to support Bank of England Governor Bailey's remarks that rate cuts are in play. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.